Quickly here, a couple of things from the association last night. We can make this very quick.
Oh, okay.
Very quick. So there were three games last night, but really there were only two, as we know.
Cavs, Magic.
Nobody cares about that series at all. Nobody cares about that series at all. Apparently, according to my records here, Cleveland leads the series 2-1. Two games to one. The Magic won last night.
Series doesn't start till a road team wins a game. So
that is true, and that has not happened yet. It has happened in the Nuggets-Lakers series now. So you could say that that series both ended and started at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Lakers, once again, blew a nice little comfortable lead in the first half. Had a great start to the game. The Nuggets are in the zone right now of where I felt about, of how I felt about, not in my love for them, but how I felt about the 2014-15 Royals. Yes, I'm talking about them again.
Whoa.
Where when they played a game, it didn't matter the things that happened in the game. I just felt like they were going to end up winning the game. It's a very special feeling. It's a very special place to be in as a fan. You're like, yeah, I know the other team has LeBron James. Anthony Davis is like, they'll find a way. Either that or the other team will crumble. The Nuggets will just wait them out. And that's what happened again last night. Nikola Jokic won assist shy of a triple-double.
Oh, somebody keeps telling me to bet Jokic triple-double.
Sorry, I was one assist short. Mm-hmm. He does it in all of the other games. And the Sixers beat the Knicks last night, 125-114, after Joel Embiid claimed that they were going to win that series, all while wearing sunglasses and not staring at the cameras. Also, there were some shots of him in Game 2 where he was sitting he was lining up to shoot a free throw, and they had a close-up on his face, mm-hmm. and people realized that his right eye was blinking normally, but his left eye wasn't moving. Well, it turns out that Joel Embiid has this thing called what, Josh?
Bell's palsy.
Bell's palsy.
Slight facial paralysis.
There you go. And so what did Joel do with his facial paralysis last night? He dropped 50.
That's right.
I got to hand it to him.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I got to hand it to him on that one. That's pretty big time.
We don't get to say, oh, I wish Joel Embiid was tougher.
Yeah, he should just play more.
Maybe that team should be better. Maybe the pieces around him should not suck as much, but it's not Joel's fault.
Now, is it easier to play with facial paralysis than it is with like a, you know, messed up hamstring or something like that?
I don't know.
It seems bad.
It hits the ear as something that might be possible.
It seems bad. So, yes, this is me and Josh displaying our objectiveness, mm-hmm. and saying, nice job, Joel. That was a big-time playoff performance when your team needed it, when it wasn't easy for you. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. You've proved something to me. Not for good, not forever. Back to the Diet Coke analogy from earlier.
Right.
But credit where credit is due. Salute to you, Joel Embiid.
It was a show-me-something game, and he showed me something.
He showed. A couple more leftover draft takes that we didn't get to from earlier before we get out of here. Okay, so we've made our way down to 12. We did the Raiders one. Oh, yes. Big picture first. Why is the draft so long? Why is the first round of the NFL draft take 4 hours to complete?
We got to cut these times
that
down.
That does not make any sense.
They've had months to prep for this. You've got a big board.
The team that's
number
one,
7 minutes.
The team that is making the first pick should get 10 seconds to make the pick, because they've had literally years to think about this. Not literally years,
and
months, definitely.
Now it's grown to this thing where it's a big show. There's introductions, there's anthems, we're going to trot this guy out, we're going to trot this guy out. And it's such a production, and that just drags it out even longer.
Well, watch the players get drafted. You can tell all the stories and all this. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't need to be 4 hours long. Let's cut it down. Let's trim the fat a bit. Can we get it to where it's ending at 9:30? Does that seem like it's too much?
Two and a half?
I think like eventually we got to get back to 9:30.
I was going to say, give me 3 hours. You got to shave an hour off this thing.
In between 9:30 and 10.
We got to move. Okay. Maybe have fewer players in the green room.
It's like, if it's longer than a baseball game, like, I'm out.
So, because I think this is where the NFL needs to, you know, maybe that's why it's becoming more of a show, a big production, because I can just go on my phone and go, oh, there's 10 picks.
Yeah.
And then like come back an hour later.
And you get the discourse on Twitter.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to watch Mel Kiper yap about it.
And it was really weird. I was watching the coverage on ESPN yesterday, and you could tell they knew who the pick was, but didn't want to spoil it. And Adam Schefter's like, pretty sure the Giants are going to go wide receiver here. I don't know which one, but I'm hearing wide receiver.
Yeah, and
but it's out on Twitter already, so he knows.
And
he's Adam Schefter.
Goodell doesn't even make the picks anymore. He just introduces a bunch of people, and they're like, here's these people and their entire story, and they make the pick. Like, we got a lot of that going on too. So, yeah, we gotta trim the fat on that one.
It's a little bloated.
That's all. End of the first round last night. The Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champion, respect Kansas City Chiefs.
Always do.
Made a trade up with who? Probably somebody in, like, you know, probably the Panthers, right?
Yeah. A distant opponent.
Some crappy team in the NFC who doesn't matter and is inconsequential. It was with the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, a frequent rival.
The Buffalo Bills were sitting at 28. They needed a wide receiver. Mm. And the Chiefs came knocking, and they said, actually, we'd like pick number 28, and we'll trade you some more picks to get up to number 28. We'll give you our 32nd pick as well, of which Buffalo later traded. And Buffalo said, sounds good. Sounds good. We'll worry about this later. And Kansas City went out and got Xavier Worthy, who I have no idea if he's going to be a good player or not, but he does happen to be the fastest player in combine history in the 40-yard dash. So that is an important note. But more, the main thing for me is, if you're Buffalo, don't you kind of need some help, considering that you lost Stephon Diggs and you lost Gabe Davis, and like, maybe you might need some help here. And so helping out your not biggest rival, but team that you definitely have to get over the hump against, you've lost in the playoffs an infinity amount of times to now, maybe not the best idea to give them the opportunity to get another weapon, but that's just me.
I mean, you got to think they're taking a wide receiver with the first pick tonight, or Cooper DeJean, right?
No idea. No idea what they're up to.
Those are two needs. I mean, Ladd McConkey's still on the board.
Their window is...
Fun name.
Their window is in an interesting place at the moment.
Kool-Aid McKinstry, still out there.
Oh, yeah, Kool-Aid. We love Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. We love Kool-Aid, folks. All right, we will come back. We'll get to the poll questions. We'll tell you what to watch next on 1620 The Zone.